Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Barron are having conversations.
Yes, we are.
You know, I feel really honored that the conversation today is with my boss, kind of. Lisa Walker, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barron. Thanks for having me.
So tell someone who doesn't know you has not been paying attention. But someone who doesn't know you, how would they know you, Lisa? How would the people in the community know you?
Well, it's funny. I've been out in front, and I've been behind the scenes. And I prefer behind the scenes because I get more done. But out in front, I'm the person that, you know, I want people to come to our ballpark and feel honored, feel, you know, that they're coming to a place that gives them great joy. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my role in the whole thing is to, that when they step across that threshold, they're in volcano land and everything's neutral there. And we work very hard to keep it that way so that family fun is well done.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In fact, there's going to be a new sign as you come to the stadium. The Volcano Stadium sign will still be there, but right below that is a phrase that Lisa came up with that I absolutely love.
I actually didn't come up with it, but
I love it. Can I give you credit for it,
though?
That's
okay. It's our marketing company that actually came up with it.
I'm still going to give you credit for it.
That, I'll take it. The phrase is, it's not the real world, it's the ballpark.
Oh, I love that. That's cool.
And it's going to be painted right there on the front of the stadium as you walk out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we've had the pleasure of having Mickey in, who is my direct boss, twice. And we've had all the managers in now.
Yep.
And for those that are listening, tune in tomorrow because Kurt Takahashi will be the guest tomorrow.
Yes.
And Kurt was so fun for that interview.
He was a blast.
You did say he was your favorite.
I know. And I felt really guilty. Because they've all were great. He just had such a, he was a blast.
Yeah.
He was a good time.
Well, we did look back.
He was a ball.
He was a ball. Good job. We did find the playing card from 1997 of Kurt.
Did you really?
Much younger looking, but Kurt did play here back in 1997.
That's awesome.
Well, we come back in a half an hour, Lisa. I want to talk about 1997 when you guys built the stadium and there were some other things. Let's dive into that in a half an hour.
All right, back to you, Dan Bongino. Stay tuned, you guys. We'll be back in about 30 minutes. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
You know, I really feel thrilled that I'm kind of doing two jobs at the exact same time.
I know. Look at you go, with both of your bosses in front of you.
Yeah, you'd be nice. It's my quarterly review. Amanda's getting my quarterly review right now.
Right now. Good.
But what's really fun is next week, next Wednesday, is opening game.
Yes.
Ooh.
Except 27 years ago, in June, you guys actually started baseball here in Salem.
Yes.
What was going on in your life 27 years ago?
Well, I was pregnant with Mickey, and it was, you know, poor kid. I mean, it was stressful. It was trying, you know, there was a lot of everything going on, and selling tickets, trying to get, Jerry was painting until the middle of the night. Him and Rick were painting with flashlights between their teeth because we didn't have electricity on, and they were painting the insides of the restrooms and the locker rooms and clubhouse, everything. I mean,
yeah.
Offices, because it had to get done, and it was relentless, but it did get done.
Well, what's interesting to me is my family moved here to the Kaiser area in 1996. So I remember being here when all of Kaiser Station was just a big, huge field.
Right.
I remember the buzz about this baseball stadium coming, right? But you guys were in Bellingham in the early 90s. What was the motivation for leaving Bellingham and coming down here and investing your own money to build a stadium?
Well, Major League Baseball, like they did every 10 years, came up with a whole bunch of new regulations on ballparks that they wanted to have done. Our facility in Bellingham was city-owned, and we were paying rent, even though we'd made several $100,000 in improvements. What Major League Baseball was looking for was about $1.2 million.
On a stadium you didn't own.
On a stadium we didn't own. And the city of Bellingham was not the least bit interested in doing that.
Right.
So we had to start looking because it didn't make any sense for us to stay there. And so we did, and there had been three cities already identified, Salem being one of them. And when we originally spoke with the city of Salem mayor, he said, "Yeah, you know, I don't know that I could pull this off, but, you know, talk to Dennis Coho. He's the mayor of Kaiser." Well, Dennis Coho was a diehard Giants fan.
Oh,
that's fortuitous.
Yes. So that was the beginning of the future right there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you know what's really fun is I've had a chance to meet several people in the community, and we've gone to the stadium, looked out. If you look back at Kaiser Stadium, you see Target. Except Lisa, you told me Target came in 10 years after.
Yeah, it was amazing that, you know, they kept saying that, you know, once the stadium's built, the, you know, the rest of this will fall into place. But that was not to be. It was fine. We still enjoyed throwing our apples to the horses as we rode past them on the way right to the stadium. But, you know, it did take time, and now it's there, and it's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really exciting to see what's happening. Well, we've got a few seconds left on this segment. But when we come back, I want to talk about that change that occurred about 2020, besides COVID, that created this league that we have now. So let's talk more about that in half an hour.
Okay, perfect. We're going to send it back to Dan Bongino, you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be back in about 30 seconds. 30 minutes. Sorry, not seconds. We're back in 30 minutes. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Well, if you missed the segment a half an hour ago, Lisa was talking about moving from Bellingham down here and mm-hmm. building the stadium. And then great success with this team, which we don't have time to get all of the wonderful success of the team. But decisions were made in like 2018, 2019 that dramatically affected your family.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, it was pretty amazing because I had just been, I'd been in church at the time, and I was like, you know, okay, God, you can destroy my pride.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes later, Jerry called me to tell me that he had just gotten out of a meeting, him and Mickey, with the then president of minor league baseball, telling him that 42 teams were going to be contracted, and we were one of them.
You shouldn't make deals with God like that.
I just went, you move fast, don't you?
Wow.
But in the essence of, you know, when you go through suffering, especially the closer you get to the end of it, the harder it becomes.
Oh, yeah.
And yet we, Mickey, who is, you know, he's a very optimistic guy, had said there are things that we can do. And even though it took a year and a half for us to see the tweet that shattered Mickey's dreams from the Eugene Emerald saying they had just been had signed an affiliation with the Giants, no word from the Giants in our direction. We heard nothing, not one peep, nothing other than they wanted to come and get their equipment because they were taking it to Arizona. And with that, we just went after everything that we knew. After all those years, we knew that we could still do something.
Yeah.
We had already started the Campesinos de Salem Kaiser. We had already, you know, so that was a team that we knew. We had created a senator's opportunity with senator's uniforms a few summers. And then we knew about the Portland Mavericks, so we went after licensing for the Portland Mavericks.
Yeah.
We got it. And it was like lemons. What do you do with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot more about the league that I want to touch on in a half an hour, because I just really feel privileged to be able to market this league, and there's some really exciting things coming this summer, some that I can't even tell you about. They're going to change baseball in Salem anyway.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll send it back to Dan Bongino, and we'll be back in 30 minutes. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
And we have in studio with us Lisa Walker, who's the co-owner of the stadium, and my boss's mom. Mickey Walker is now the CEO of the league. And that is just such a pleasure for me to go around this community and really tell people that for 25 years, you knew one team that was part of a traveling league.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, so are the Volcanoes still around? I said, yes, they are. And they are now one of four teams of a league that is right here in Salem. And our opening game is a week away.
Mm-hmm. It is
exciting.
And that was probably a big, huge leap of faith to create your own league.
Well, the struggle in that came with going from 38 games to 96 games.
Yeah.
From 40 players to 90 players. And all of the things that can, and playing all the games in our stadium.
Yeah.
So 16 weeks of, you know, six games a week. So with all that said, it's been a labor of love. There's no question. And I think that with the vibe that's going on at the stadium right now, people feel it. And it just putting, you know, that injection of newness, even though it does sort of smell like Les Schwab tire. until that chrome rubber, gets buried into the turf. But it's a very exciting time. And opening day, my husband would be ashamed of me if I didn't tell you, is my birthday. So there you go.
May the 8th. Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
That's exciting. Well, happy early birthday.
Yeah, it's going to be. And birthdays aside, you get to an age where that doesn't really matter.
I'm there.
It's like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of work. That first game series is going to be all about everybody looking at everybody else going, okay, that didn't go well, but this did.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what we can do to fix that. And so it's a work in progress, which is really great. It just gets better and better.
Yeah. Well, one of the fun things for me is I wasn't looking for this job, but I knew Lisa for years through the Cancer Awareness Week and stuff that we had done together. And when they reached out and asked if I wanted the job, well, I knew the first thing to do was to try to create some community buzz.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
absolutely.
The Capitals do it with basketball, and we can create some community buzz. And these people have just stepped up. They're not asking anything, and they're coming in and creating social media content, and they're championing teams, and they've got to meet their coaches. And what's really fortuitous, Lisa, is the last one we hadn't found yet was for someone to champion the Campesinos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a restaurant down that does a Latino-Asian fusion.
That's
and
right.
Then they meet Kurt. And he is Asian fusion combination.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. But I have heard several people talk about there's just a little different feeling this year. And then on top of that, we're going to add some more things during the games that you're not expecting that will add some entertainment.
Okay.
Because like you say, you go from 38 games to 96 games. How do you keep that excitement? So we're excited for next Wednesday.
Yes.
I'm excited too. And I wasn't typically a baseball person, but having all of the managers come in and actually learn it, I'm pumped. I'm really excited.
It'll be good to have.
Well, if your son actually plays baseball, learn how to keep score.
Yes, okay.
That's an art.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
You too.